to beg to sleep with him. He got you to say he never has to call you again. And he got you thinking this is a great idea? This man is my God.
He just takes him a different way. He right clicks. Keeps him. See, that was a nerd joke, guys. You know, because Kevin laughed. We need a right click.
You think you're big time? He's laughing and sick fucking asshole.
All right, I'm rocking. Ladies and gentlemen, Barbie and Ken are in the house.
Thank you. Wow.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, my gosh. Just trying to catch our breath. We haven't stopped since we were here last month.
That's what Ken was telling me. He said you guys just got back from L.A. Is that right?
Lovely time in Los Angeles.
Lovely?
Oh, my gosh.
You make what you do sound so fun and clean. I swear to God.
Yeah, meanwhile, we're at it, all the lifestyle swing clubs out.
Yeah.
Lovely time.
So that's what you guys did. You guys went to a bunch of the swing clubs?
Yes, we hit two of the swing clubs out there. They invited me to be their guest, so we went out. Halloween night, we were at LACouples.com.
Right.
30,000 square foot.
Wow.
Lifestyle club.
Huge. That's huge.
Every room you went into, I mean, there were people just everywhere having a lovely time.
What?
It was wild.
So that's what they're calling it.
Yeah. Now, what is the definition of a lovely time in L.A.?
A lovely time in L.A., I think if I counted the arms and legs correctly, was about four or five people.
Wow.
It got crazy and wild, but we made some really nice friends.
Now, hang on.
Really nice.
30,000 square feet.
Yes.
That's how many people were in this club?
Oh, my gosh. I can't tell them.
You know, it's such a large club, and it's, you know, it's three stories. There's so many rooms. It goes on
God
and on,
damn.
So many places. Wow. You lose. I don't know how to count.
Yeah, 30,000 square feet is
that's
huge.
A lot.
I mean, that's
it
immense.
Huge.
It's what's nice about it. It's a movie studio during the week, and then at nights on Friday and Saturday, it's a lifestyle swing
wow.
club.
Welcome to L.A.
Leave it to Los Angeles.
Yeah. So it's a great, great club with unbelievable decorations. It's a regular movie set.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really great.
Now, he let me in on a little story about you flashing on top of a bar someplace with Paris
Hilton. Oh, my goodness, yes. Paris is just lovely.
Yeah?
gorgeous. That was at Johnny Depp's Viper Room on Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay.
They were. We went in there just not expecting anything big. Barbie jumped up on the table, and there were some pretty girls at the bar. And
I couldn't help myself.
I thought, wait a second. I thought, I recognize that one. She's my second favorite blonde in the world.
She shows up on TV, and Ken's like, oh, my God, there's Paris.
Oh, my gosh. So you're on the table next to Paris Hilton?
She jumped up on the bar with her, and Barbie and her did a little girl-girl flash and stuff. Neither of them had panties on. I'm here to tell you today that Paris does not wear panties either.
Wow. You know what I just came across?
Beautiful.
I just came across her video. You know, she got caught doing a video.
We heard about it. We heard that Daddy Big Bucks is going to sue anybody that plays any excerpts
Daddy
of it
Big
online.
Bucks.
Yeah, I bet somebody's going to sue somebody, but I have it at home on my desktop. A good friend of mine sent it to me.
Really?
I can't tell you who.
Wow.
It's Kevin.
It's probably Bill Marriott.
Yeah, it's actually a dirty little video. She's posing and she's into it.
She's a fun little vixen.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's aware that the video's going on. So that didn't even surprise me when he said that.
No.
If I would have known about the video, I'd have been like, Paris Hilton, really? But I saw the video. She was...
Which one's dirtier, Pamela's or Paris's?
I'd say Paris's because she's really into the fact.
Pamela's.
Well,
she's out in the middle of a boat sucking Tommy Lee's cock as he drives
I
a boat
so.
And smokes a cigarette.
The only problem with the Paris Hilton video is that in the middle of the sex, her cell phone rings and she goes, oh, I got to get my phone, and stops.
Oh,
and
no.
She actually walks away and goes to get her phone. The guy's like with his dick going, excuse me.
Excuse me, I'm still here. I'm old.
There's a blooper.
That was me.
I also found out that you teach workshops. Now, I was a little confused on that. You teach workshops doing what?
I teach a workshop at the lifestyle conventions on how to strip for your man.
Okay.
Or someone else's. There's a little
bar. Because you're at a lifestyle convention, right?
Exactly. It's a lifestyle convention, and we leave to go a week from tomorrow, Wednesday, to New Orleans in November.com.
Now, for the people at home that aren't familiar with the term lifestyle convention, this is a swingers convention, right?
Yes, it's a swingers convention. Okay. Therefore, learning to strip for your husband or someone else's
husband
or the guy next door.
I forget that some of the people who listen are hearing you for the first time. Barbie is the most notorious flasher in America, as well as a swinger. Who has swinger parties every...
Once a month.
Third Friday? How does it work out? What is it, every third Friday?
Yeah, it's just second or third Friday.
Second or third Friday.
It depends. Go to sexypartyclub.com, and it's always got the dates for the next 6 months out.
And you guys do some awesome parties. Now, your last party was the kickoff to
Fantasy Fest.
Yes.
Oh my gosh! Remember, I told you the costumes would be outrageous and most erotic, more than you'll ever see. Oh my gosh, they were unbelievable.
Awesome. And you can see all the pictures at sexypartyclub.com, right?
You've got it, and you owe it to yourself to go see them because it was just out of a movie set like we were talking in L.A. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
The wildest thing is once a year we have a big contest, and it's the most beads contest, just like at Fantasy Fest or Mardi Gras.
Yeah, this is cool.
The girl that earns the most beads wins a trip to Vegas, trips to Jamaica, all these different things. Well, this one, all the guys come with beads piled up on their neck because they know these girls are out for blood.
It's a trip. They want to go.
they want to win these beads. And I'm telling you, these girls would stop at nothing at this party.
They made me blush.
No.
I don't know if I knew about some of the things they were doing.
Now, hang on. Back up. So give me an instance of what you have to do to earn beads for this party. What happened?
Well, I can tell you. Well, Lady D Plays. Lady D Plays. She's known as the swinging granny.
Okay.
She's got the number one mature site on the internet.
You were
going to
bring her today, right?
Yes. She couldn't come today. She's out of town. But I told her, I said, you got to come with us next month. So she's going to come next month. Yeah. But she was on the dance floor. If you go to LadyDPlays.com, she's got pictures of it. But I'm telling you, she got on her knees and worked the circumference of the dance floor, sucking off all the guys that were around the perimeter of the dance floor.
Wow. And then
how old is she?
I don't know how old. She's a grandma. She's known as the swinging
granny. If you had to guess, Ken, throw us one.
I'd say close to 60.
Ooh.
So, which is really good because there's no teeth involved.
No, Lady D is beautiful.
I tell you what, if I could buy insurance where Barbie would look as hot as she does, I'd pay $100,000 for the premium.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, go to her website. You won't believe it. She's really, really hot.
Now, hang on. Let me back up here now. So now, for every blowjob she gave, she got beads.
Yeah, she would anything that she did with the guys would
she
give her beads.
She did more than just blowjobs. Some of the guys would lay down and she'd sit on one guy's face while she was blowing another guy. I mean, it got wild.
Oh, my gosh.
This was on the middle of the dance floor.
My grandmother does that all the time.
No, I thought...
Hold my gingers.
I thought you guys at Play-Doh's kept most of the sex act like towards the back, though, but not for these special events?
I never heard about that.
No. Oh, no. So it's everywhere. Okay.
Yeah, it can...
It goes pretty wild during our contest. It's what I call hijinks shenanigans.
It gets hijinks. It gets wild.
Oh, my God.
The girls had their beads up to almost where their mouths wouldn't be able to function to do a blowjob anymore. Jesus. They were up to here.
Really, I mean, Barbie's parties, they attract the biggest names in the internet. All the biggest web girls are at these parties.
Right.
Well, you remember ShannonSecret.com.
Yes, she was very cute.
Yeah, she was giving the blowjob to the guy from...
In the kilt.
From Ireland.
The guy in the kilt is all. We really need to refer him as
Tasia.com. Holy moly.
Gosh, she got crazy in the back room.
She sits, I mean, and these girls, I'm telling you, they go nuts. I mean, the parties are really fun. They attract the biggest names in the internet of the wildest, funnest amateurs.
And they go from Mardi Gras theme to Mr. T blowjob contest.
I've been the fool who don't take my beat.
This is, we really have to get over and see one of these.
You,
I just want to see what goes on.
You do. You have to come see me.
Because that would have been an incredible sight, obviously, to have people running around.
Oh, it was
crazy.
And once again, I'm walking around with my notepad trying to keep an eye on who's doing what, and the beads are getting exchanged.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
How do you make sure that a girl doesn't bring her own beads from home?
Well, we try to watch and see who's doing what, and we have a few people out in the crowd helping us also because it's not fair.
It's a big place.
Exactly. If girls bring their own beads or if some other girl's working and giving them to a friend of hers, that's not fair either.
Yeah.
So,
you can't go buy your own plastic.
We've got monitors out and throughout the dance floor.
Now, and the guys can bring as many beads as they want to, though.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
So the smart guy comes in with like 100 beads
on
his neck.
One guy came in with a grocery bag full of them. I said, oh, my gosh. He goes, I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm
bet.
Ready.
Oh, yeah. They stock up. Once you, if you go to sexypartyclub.com and look at the pictures from last year, they know, they see what's happening with the guys with the beads and what the girls are doing, so they come prepared.
So now you guys try to keep it the same 12 parties every year so that people know what to expect?
Yeah, once in a while we add a different twist.
Mix something up a little bit.
Mix it up every once in a while. But the you know, like the Mardi Gras, the beads and fancy
some of the parties
festivals
are probably more popular than others, right? Some
so
of them really go over.
We just add a few things to spice it up
even more. There's
a
few that are always, you know, Mardi Gras is the Fantasy Fest party is always the October one. July, it's Barbie's birthday, and that's always the schoolgirls theme. That's the biggest party of the year.
I promise I'll never grow old. So we schoolgirl it every year.
January is always the pajama slumber party. It's a hotel weekend takeover, and we also have the big bamboozle that night. And I'm telling you what, the Big Bamboozle, that is a contest.
What's the Big Bamboozle?
It's it's like a normal contest, except for the judges lay on their backs and the girls dance over their the judges all lay in a line on their backs, the girls dance over their faces, and they can lower down as low as they want to go. And
I want to be a judge.
Mark it on your calendar now.
And I think you need to have us over for like special
smut
judges.
Doctors have to judge that event.
The judges just lay there. They have to put their hands in their pockets, and so the girls control what they do. And I'm telling you, some of the girls they are on their knees. They plop straight down and they're grind. I don't know how the judges are breathing.
Wow.
Can I please be a judge?
Wow, and great.
You're begging now.
That's at the Big Bamboozle, the pajama
that's
party
in
January.
Do you need a female judge?
Yeah. Female judges are always welcome.
Oh, yeah. I think we should represent the smut doctors. Lisa and I should be on assignment for that party.
Yeah. Yes, you should.
Yeah, we'll be a little celebrity guest. I'm going to have to call off for
real. Well, how many judges do you normally take?
Usually 8.
We can all go.
See?
Yeah, there's a spot for all.
You save me a spot, I'll be there.
Gotcha.
That's for
you.
January, so we're right us down
I'm
the
getting
calendar.
Getting a gavel, too.
Now, this next party, now your parties are cool, but this next Thank party you. Actually sounds like it's right up my alley because I have actually a small fetish. I have a couple of them for what certain girls wear, but I really like when a girl wears a man's shirt.
Oh.
I think that's very sexy. To me, that is one of the sexiest things a girl can wear.
See, me too. I love this. This one's a shirt tail party.
So it's a shirt tail party. Yes. Now explain this to the people.
Okay, now the shirt tail party, what you want to wear is your man's shirt. And that is this Friday, November 14th at Plato's Repeat in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
And you wear your man's shirt, which, like I said, what represents him. Last year, for example, we had someone who, an Orkin man. His job, he works with Orkin. Pest control, and his wife wore an Orkin shirt and his baseball cap with Orkin on it, and she wore work boots. And I mean, it was just a cute little thing.
Boy, I bet that smelled great.
And you know, and then just if he's into sports or if he works somewhere with his name on his shirt or a bowling league, or one lady, her husband's a lawyer, she wore a white starched shirt with suspenders and a top hat, you know, and a tie and garters and stockings and heels. I mean, it's just sexy.
I gotta tell you though, I really am attracted to the fact if a girl wears a man's shirt. I've never thought about the fact that if I'm on top of her humping her, if she's wearing somebody else's shirt. You know what I mean? I don't want to look down and read Ray across her chest.
That would be too good.
You know what I mean? It would throw me off, but maybe not in your lifestyle. Maybe.
How about if she was wearing Ken?
Yeah, or Ken, you know.
No, that means you're on top of Barbie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But if you're looking down, he's right. If you're looking down and the lady's wearing her husband's shirt from the garage and you're constantly staring down at Ramon, yeah. And like, I'm fucking Ramon's girlfriend. I'm fucking Ramon. His name is right there on her.
Yeah, and then
yeah, remember at these parties though, Ramon's standing right there going, "Go,
yeah,
Johnny,
I
go,
know,
Dr. Johnny, go."
Know.
He's doing.
She likes it like that, buddy.
Your girlfriend or wife? I mean, so.
Yeah. Give it to her, man. That's how she likes it, bro.
Now,
Barbie, her hair.
Let me get into some personal stuff, Barbie. What are you gonna wear?
Oh, I've got a shirt of Ken's.
Okay.
And he has made me a special custom shirt.
Special custom shirt?
I think I've told you, Ken sews, so I'll never get rid of him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's something we could have talked all night about.
And so he's taken one of his shirts and modified it for me, and it's just lovely. It's cute as it can be. Yeah.
And Kevin bakes the nicest souffle. You guys should create recipes.
I think that's great. I love a man that sews.
We get a lot of girls, they'll come if, you know, in policeman out shirts. And you know, most of the girls will not wear any panties. They'll just wear a policeman shirt, maybe a holster as a belt. There's firemen that come.
Sir, step away from my wife.
And, you know, airline pilots, we get some of those. Coast Guard.
Be creative. Yeah.
If he's on a bowling
fun.
Team or his sport, you know, you can wear his bowling shirt.
Now,
let me ask
one more question. This one goes to Ken. Okay. Now, Ken, you're going to have the pick of the litter there. You're going to walk through and you're going to see all these beautiful women dressed in all these men's shirts. What kind of girl will you go after?
Oh, geez.
I mean, is there something that a girl can wear that would make you go, wow, that would be my kind of girl right there?
Well, I got to tell you, really one of my favorite girls that comes to the party is SilkySusan.com. She's been for years.
I've seen her on the web.
She's a raving redhead.
Yeah, she's a hottie.
You know, I tell you, and her website, she says right on her website, I forget if I, the original cock craving come. The original cock-craving, cum-starved wife,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah,
all I know
awesome.
Is
she lives up to that.
She
too.
Lives up to that. I'm telling you what, every time Barbie says, oh, I invited Silky over for dinner this Friday, I'm like, yes.
That good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I got to get her to come down here.
She has to be a guest, too. Now, we have all these lovely friends to introduce you to. You have to come to the party.
When you hear him talk about a girl like this, do you think, cool, way to go, Ken? Or do you ever go, hey, he never talks about me that way?
I talk about her plenty. Like
yeah? No, I don't know.
I just like to see him excited and have a good time. Yeah? So, yeah.
You guys are awesome. You guys are really cool.
He enjoys seeing me have a good time and be excited.
With firemen's wives and this is awesome.
We're going to have to. I don't think I can make it this Friday, but we're going to have. What's the next one? What's after the men's shirt?
Oh, Christmas. Your holiday colors.
Oh, yeah. What happens for Christmas? Oh, I can play Santa. What's Santa get?
Oh. Santa, you must go see our last December Christmas parties because Santa loves that. I have guys already emailing me, please, Barbie, can I be Santa this
Celebrity
year?
Celebrity Santa.
We have a whole stage set up with a Christmas tree, the Santa Claus thing. We dress you up in Santa Claus outfit. The girls strip Santa.
All girls.
We take pictures of all the naughty girls. First, the girls can get pictures sitting on Santa's lap as normal.
That's good.
Just souvenir pictures.
Then and I guarantee those naughty girls are getting
naughty
something
girl
different.
they want pictures, and they're sucking off Santa. And this year, we're going to have an elf. And so they're doing everything.
Oh, I want to do the elf.
It makes good Christmas card pictures.
Oh, yeah. Send to all your family.
That sounds great.
Ho, ho, ho.
And we love each and every one of them.
That's awesome. All right. So the party this week is at Plato's.
Yes.
It's Friday night.
November 14th.
November 14th. It's the shirt tail party. If you're a female, wear your man's shirt. You're single men are allowed, though, right?
Yes, they are.
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of times we run short of them. So come on down. Go to sexypartyclub.com for full details.
Let's hear it for crowd, Barbie and Ken.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for having us.
We love you.
Thanks for coming down, man. We're coming back with Dear John, and then we're out of here. Thanks for listening. We're the Smut Doctors.
I want to be a judge in January.